she heard the noise first, and she said, Kent, is, you know, they say it sounds like a freight train, and I think that's what it sounds like. And about then, stuff started hitting the side of the house, and she took off for the basement first. I guess I paused a little bit, and when the first window went out, I just rolled over and went to my knees beside the bed, and then started crawling to the bathroom, and then 15, 20 seconds, it was all over with. I didn't even know if all the house was there, you know, kind of panic, of course. But then it was quiet right away, and then we could hear each other, and we could look outside. We could see by lightning, you know, that everything was gone. We knew things were, you know, pretty much a disaster. Just looking out the out of the house windows that weren't there anymore, we could see in the lightning that there was, you know, pretty much everything was gone. There was 200,000 bushel of storage there, and it's all gone. There was one building, 54 by 144, it's gone. Another building that was 90 by 44, was a wash and service bay. Don't even know where it's at. I mean, it's completely gone. There's four refrigerated trailers that look like they're totaled. One livestock pot totaled, three semis, one of them probably totaled. Both our cars were pretty much damaged, and there was three pickups that had a lot of, you know, almost non-drivable. Just everything took a beating.